It's Monday, the 20th of April, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. I'm in the mobile studio, a phrase I have gratuitously pinched from Paul Omani blog. In the mobile studio, also known as my little Nissan Note, driving home after a day at work. This is my usual recording of audio blog entries scenario. I usually record in the car on my hands-free going to work or from work. But I haven't recorded for a while. I haven't recorded for at least 2.5 weeks because I haven't been at work for 2.5 weeks due to it being the Easter holidays. And I took the whole 2 weeks of the Easter holidays off work. Thankfully, the colleague that I work with didn't need to take any time at Easter, so I was able to take the whole 2 weeks off, which was lovely. And so I'm back to work today for the first time in just over 2 weeks. We had a fabulous Easter holiday. We had a really good holiday. It was busy, very busy, but also relaxing and fun to spend time together, just as a family of four, just doing stuff together. The first week of the Easter holidays, we were at home. We did some outings. We went to a press event in London. We, you know, mooched around the house. But then the second week was the absolute highlight, really. We had 5 nights at Disneyland Paris, which is something that my husband John and I have wanted to do for about 7.5 years. Since our daughter was born 7.5 years ago, we have wanted to go to a Disney park of some description. And Disneyland Paris is the most achievable, the most cost-efficient, the least amount of travelling, and generally the easiest to organise. John and I have been to Florida a number of times, have enjoyed some lovely holidays to Florida before kids, all pre-kids, but we were very fortunate in that my in-laws actually owned a villa in Orlando for a few years, and for a few years we managed to get some cheap Orlando holidays out of that, which was great. It was fantastic. But then kids came along and it all became less feasible, and they ended up selling the villa. So we don't have any commitment to any particular place. So I have been umming and erring about Disneyland Paris for a year or so, I guess. Maybe even longer. But I decided that with our kids now aged 7.5 and very nearly 5, they were probably the right kind of age. You know, I thought they would both be old enough to still see it as a little bit magical, but also to hopefully remember it as an excellent holiday. I'm not going to talk about it in a huge amount of detail. I should imagine that John and I will cover it a lot in our next episode of Parental Geekery. So if you want to hear more about our trip, then make sure that you subscribe to that in your podcatcher of choice. We're on iTunes and other podcast networks. I'm hoping to also write a blog post or two about it, but time for blogging is a challenge at the moment. So I won't talk about it a lot and in detail, but I will just say it was fabulous. It lived up to everything we wanted it to be. We all had a great time. It was probably one of the first times we've been away as a family of four on holiday with nobody else. We quite frequently go on holiday with friends, or we're visiting relatives and we kind of combine that with a holiday. So actually having a holiday just the four of us, this could well have been the first time we did that, and it was really good. It was really, really good. And I had both kids in tears our last night there because they'd had such a good time and they didn't want to go home. they nearly had me in tears as well. So I got quite emotional as well. Had to try and be big, big brave mummy and not show them. But yeah, I found it quite emotional. It was magical. And so, of course, you book these things with the idea that they're going to be a once-in-a-lifetime fabulous trip. And in the car on the way home, I was on my phone checking prices for future visits. So we will, I would say we will pretty definitely be going again. If John had his way, we'd go again next year, but I don't think we'll be able to save enough money to do that. So, you know, maybe a year, maybe a couple of years. It would be nice to go back when David is tall enough to go on the rides that he couldn't go on this time round. We actually found that there are loads of rides at Disneyland Paris suitable for young kids. There are a lot that don't have a height restriction at all. And there were only a couple that we did that did have height restrictions. A couple of those were 1 meter, which he is, so he managed to go on those. And that included Star Tours, which is a Star Wars simulator ride, which he loved, and we ended up doing twice because he enjoyed it so much. But there are maybe 4 or 5 rides, I guess, which have height requirements taller than he currently is. One of those is the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster, which is one of my favourite roller coasters, I have to say. It's great. And Catherine was delighted to discover she was tall enough to go on that one. So she went on it twice, because she went once with John and once with me, because we both wanted to ride it, and obviously we couldn't take David. We all rode on the Hollywood Tower of Terror, which I can't remember if it has a... I think it does have a height restriction, but it's not particularly tall. David was comfortably able to ride it. And he said he didn't want to go on it again afterwards, but not because of the actual... For those of you who don't know the ride, you basically get into a lift and you put a seatbelt on and they lift you up a certain number of floors and then drop you several times. So you get a lifting and a falling sensation, and it's kind of a powered push drop. It's not like they just let go of you. They do actually push you down. So you go down quite fast. And, you know, I lifted off my seat. And David definitely lifted off his seat. That bit he really enjoyed and would happily go back and do it again. But because there's a whole pre-story with spooky bits and ghosts and stuff, he didn't like that. And so he said he didn't want to do it again because of the ghosts, but he would quite happily do the lifting bit again. Seriously, John and I have really managed to breed a couple of thrill seekers, I think, who have no fear when it comes to roller coasters or rides at all, which suits us well, because we're pretty much like that as well. So it was all good. So yeah, a couple of years time, David should be tall enough to go on the Rock and Roller Coaster. Catherine might even be tall enough to go on the one roller coaster that's got a 1.4 metre height restriction. That's the only one she wasn't able to go on. So, interestingly, whilst we were away, two friends, one of which was Simon, SM2N, over here on Audio Boom, shared links with me to a blog post somebody else had written about the problem with once-in-a-lifetime holidays is... you end up promising to go back again. Written by somebody who's just taken her kids to, I believe it was Florida, to Disneyland there. And yeah, it's exactly the same. You know, it's a once in a lifetime trip, but boy, do we want to go back again. We really do. And so yeah, everyone was a little bit sad this morning to be getting up and going back to work and going back to school, but we'll get back into the routine again, and then, you know, it gives us something to work towards, doesn't it? You know, you can look at something and say, next time Catherine asks if I'll buy her a magazine or something, I'll say, well, I can, or we could put £5 into the Disneyland Paris fund. So, yeah, hopefully it'll be an incentive to save some more money and go back there again. So that's why I've been a bit quiet for the last two weeks, but I've been having a lovely time, and I'm back home and back to normal now. So thanks for listening. Hopefully talk to you soon. Bye for now.